People grow when they are loved well. If you want to help others heal, love them without an agenda. Mike McHargrew.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Today's episode is all about emotional healing with essential oils, like you've never heard it before, I promise. One of the oils mentioned in today's episode has now become one of my favorite oils of the week, sweet marjoram. Sweet marjoram's Latin name is Organum marjorana, not to be confused with Organum vulgare, which is the common or wild marjoram. Sweet marjoram is often used in aromatherapy, not so much the common marjoram. So usually if you just check the Latin name, make sure it says Organum marjoranum if you're looking for that sweet marjoram. But it's very well known for soothing aching muscles. You can create a really simple muscle rub using a carrier oil and marjoram. And in the Roman literature, it was known as the herb of happiness. Also, it's called the joy of the mountains to the Greeks. So it's an oil known for its physical wellness properties as well as its emotional uplifting properties. It's believed to increase longevity, and it's been used in herbal remedies and treatments for over 1700 years. So really fascinating oil. Our DIY dugout recipe for this week comes from Laura Adkinson. Her recipe is called Calm Rollerball. To make the Calm Rollerball, in a 10 milliliter roller bottle, add 5 drops of Stress Away essential oil and 5 drops Tangerine essential oil. Fill to the top with a carrier oil of your choice. She says, this is so simple, but so good. I crave this scent and wear it as a perfume. Thank you so much, Laura, for your recipe. If you have your own recipe, send it in. Email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's happy, MAMMOTH.com, and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
I'm here with Leslie Moldenauer, who is the owner of LifeHolistically.com. She is first and foremost an aromatherapist with a practice firmly rooted in research and science, but she also believes that being a practitioner plays a large role in an aromatherapist's toolbox. So first and foremost, congratulations on your new book, Emotional Healing with Essential Oils. Such a big topic. I can't even imagine tackling a book like that. First, let's talk about, in your opinion, what role does emotional healing play in our overall health and well-being?
Yeah, I think really our emotions are the foundation of our lives. If we look at every mood we have, every ailment we could suffer with or imbalance in our body and our mind, it could all be tied back to our emotions and our health. Science tells us there's three parts to an emotion. So there's a subjective component. It's how we experience an emotion. You know, how does it control us? Or are we merely an observer of that emotion? For example, like what upsets you may never upset me. So we're all very, very different in that way. The second is a psychological component, which is how our bodies are going to react to an emotion. You know, do we tense up a certain part of our body? Maybe we have digestive upset or pain increases in our body. So this is typically where anxiety arises for many of us, is how our bodies react. So very much is tied back to our health. And then lastly, is that third component is an expressive one. Like how do we behave when the emotion is raw and it's in the moment? Do we understand ourselves well enough to process those thoughts or shortly thereafter? Some of us are processors a little bit after the moment. Emotions are really what helps us to survive or thrive in our life. So in my book, I talk about how important it is to really understand what we're feeling, because I think many of us are emotional stuffers, like we stuff our emotions down or we let them simmer and we don't take action, or we can do something called emotional bypassing, where we kind of avoid what we're feeling and we just say, it's just all about positivity. And the problem with that is when we're not really addressing our issues, it's really hard to determine what it is that's holding us back. And it all comes tied back to our health. I believe that all feelings come back to an emotional ailment. So is there a story attached to a feeling? In the book, I provide tools and charts to kind of help people understand what exactly it is that they're feeling, because that's not always an easy process either. And then talk about the oils or the oil blends that can be used as a complement to those feelings to try and either work through them or, I guess, integrate them into our life.
You had a lot to say there. I want to unpack some of these points you brought up. One being the physical response, right? That when we have an emotion, like something happens and we react, and most of the times we react with an emotion. And I think a lot of people don't have that connection between that emotion and then the physical sensations or consequences physically in their body from those emotions. So give us a few examples of what that might look like, and what advice would you give to people to learn how to tap into that? And then I guess a third part to that question is, what do you do when you finally are able to recognize the physical response to an emotion?
Yeah, absolutely. I have an example for myself and then one for my older son. So for myself, I have chronic pain. I've had back surgery in the past. It took a long time for me to correlate when I'm under higher levels of stress. I tense up certain parts of my body and I increase the likelihood that that chronic pain is going to present itself. But it took a long time for me to put two and two together. I would think, oh, I must have slept wrong. Or I was making, in essence, excuses like, oh, I wonder why I hurt today. And then I finally thought, well, gosh, let's think about the last couple of days and the amount of stress I've been under. And I finally started to put two and two together. And whereas my son, he started coming to me, he's 13 now. He started coming to me a couple of years ago saying, I have a stomach ache, I have a stomach ache. And I used to think, oh God, oh, let's think about what we ate. And was just thinking, you know, basics of where a mom would go with that. But his stomach aches were really anxiety.
How did you unpack that and discover that?
You know, when I first said to him, you know what, I think this is emotional. I think it's anxiety. He kind of laughed it off and said, well, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I just have a stomach ache, mom. And then when we got into situations where I knew the anxiety, like it would trigger an anxiety event for him, I would just gently say it to him, like, so do you think your stomach ache's tied to maybe what you're thinking? And because he can tend to go towards negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. And he started to, like, the light bulb moments would go off for him. So now we try to be a little bit more proactive when we know we're going into a situation like that. Like, what can we do ahead of time? And the same for me with my pain, where I know I would tense up or even give myself poor posture because I would round my shoulders as a protective mechanism for my heart. If I was going into a situation that I thought wouldn't be healthy for me, I just try really to breathe into those spots. And then, you know, now I know which essential oils can help really relax my muscles immediately. So I have those tools in my toolbox, and then I try and help him as well before, you know, it gets to a point of no return.
Right. What are those oils that you go to help keep your muscles relaxed in those stressful situations?
For me, I really like an oil that may not be familiar to some people. It's called Quinzine. It's from Australia.
Can you spell that for those unfamiliar?
Yeah, it's Kunzea.
Okay.
And then I also really like, if it's in the moment and things are really tense and I have to kind of try and come back from that spot, I really like utilizing a mixture of sandalwood and sweet marjoram. Those two are really helpful to help calm the muscles. And as far as my son goes, he's really taken to the citrus oils, like red mandarin and sweet orange. I feel like for children, they're not an overwhelming scent, but they're really helpful for anxiety.
Yeah, that's great. So is that generally where you'll go to if you feel like he's walking into an anxious situation or you see him reacting anxiously? You know, how have you incorporated that into his life? Because I imagine there's a lot of parents of teenagers out there going, yeah, right, my kid would not let me touch them with a essential oil if it was attached to a 10-foot pole, right?
Right. You know, I think he has a leather bracelet, which is, it's not girly. He agrees that it's pretty cool. And we put that on his wrist, and sometimes I'll put that on him before he goes to school. Otherwise, if we're in the car and it's going to be a long trip and I'm looking ahead, I usually keep, you know, a small little first aid kit in my purse of inhalers and oils, just so I'm prepared wherever we go, because they're really, really effective for him.
I love that. Now, Leslie, something you said sort of in the beginning was, you said it quickly, but talking about how a lot of times people just want to focus on the positive, right? And how there can be some effects of that. Let's talk about that some more.
On my Facebook page, I do focus a lot on positivity, but I think it's really important. You know, for many of us, we may have traumatic backgrounds, not the most pleasant experiences growing up. It could be so many different things that I feel like if we're not being in tension with addressing those things in their own time. So I don't want to be 50-50. 50% of the time, let's really look at what's holding us back in life. And then the other 50, it's really important to be positive. We all know our inner mean girl can come out at times and, you know, we're our own worst enemy. So I think there's a delicate balance there. I don't want to say we should always be positive because it's not really realistic in getting past some of the things that we struggle with in day to day. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think that especially as entrepreneurs, we are oftentimes encouraged to just think positive, right? If you believe it, it'll come true. Say positive affirmations a lot, be positive. And I think there's definitely an element of truth to that, especially when it comes to how you present yourself to the world, you know, because when you give off positivity, people will give that positivity back. But I totally agree that some people, you know, me included, there's a lot of stuff we have to deal with as well emotionally, whether that be baggage or negative self-talk, or maybe we've failed on a project, right? And it totally blew up in our face. We can't just, you know, we need to process that and acknowledge that. And so I think that's why I'm always very intentional with my social media as well to be positive, but I'm always very realistic as well. And I'm very open about, man, I'm really struggling today, right? Like, who else
is
struggling?
Absolutely. It's so important for other people to know, hey, we're human. We have those problems too.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So this is just all wonderful. I want to dive more into your book as well as talking about how essential oils can really help us heal from these emotional things. So let's do that after a short break to thank our sponsors. And we're back with Leslie Moldenauer talking about her book, Emotional Healing with Essential Oils. So Leslie, let's dive into essential oils. How can these beautiful bottles of plant medicine help us with our emotional healing?
I'm a true believer that they're a catalyst to our healing, and incorporating them into our lives is important. In my book, I talk a lot about the various therapeutics that are in these beautiful little bottles, like you said. Every essential oil affects our limbic system through inhaling the therapeutic aroma. So our limbic system is essentially our hard drive in our bodies when it comes to our emotions. So some call it magic, and I feel like sometimes it really is, but there's a lot of science behind it as well. So when we look at essential oils, every one of them really has a multitude of purposes. So whether we're looking for something to uplift us and help wake us up in the morning, or if we're having like seasonal affective disorder, we could look to things like lemon or lime. If we're looking for something that has anti-anxiety properties or antidepressive properties, we could reach for bergamot or neroli. And then some of the calming ones or the sedating ones, if we're, you know, just under a lot of stress or having a hard time sleeping, could be lavender or chamomile.
And you say that you're really interested in the science. It's not just the magic, right? It's not,
right,
you know, placebo. It's, there's science and research here. So what kind of scientific evidence or just interesting chemistry you've come across about these oils that you could share?
Sure. So when we're looking at research papers, it takes a keen eye to read some of those papers, and they can be challenging to look through. And unfortunately, when we're looking at the number of papers, I mean, they're growing every day, but there's not a plethora of them. But when we look at things, specific chemical constituents of oils, we'll use lavender for an example. There's linalool and linalool acetate, and those two things we know are incredibly calming. And there are studies that show that it works great at lowering our blood pressure and even helping with high cortisol during high times of stress. So we do know that specific oils can be looked to use during, you know, different events in our lives. Now, even that being said, we're all different, so we might not all react exactly to the same oil because our chemistry of our bodies are different. But when we look at the chemistry of oils, we know there's a handful of oils we can try for various ailments that we're going through.
Yeah. What's a few examples of those that you've come across that might be helpful for our listeners?
For what do you want to go with, anxiety and stress?
Sure. Yeah. Those are great ones.
Okay.
I mean, not great to have, but they're popular.
Right.
Exactly. They're common, I should say.
Yeah. So sometimes we can reach to a single essential oil. I can say like it with a situation of situational stress where something comes up when I'm not expecting it. I might reach for a bottle of lavender, but lavender might not affect everybody the same way. Some other ones we could reach for would be sweet marjoram. Ylang ylang's a really nice one for stress, as is neroli. There's a few of the essential oils that I mentioned in the book, not really some of the more common ones that people might reach for, but like rhododendron, patchouli, myrrh. Hoewood is another one. Hoewood is very common, or similar, I should say, to lavender and its chemical constituents. So that's another one we could reach for. What's really neat about essential oils is there's so many that we can reach for something. So if you reach for one and you say, yeah, I don't really like the aroma of that, there's plenty of others to choose from.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to go wrong with essential oils, right? That's I always say, like, apart from putting a citrus oil on your skin and then walking out in direct sunlight or drinking a whole bottle of wintergreen or, you know, putting peppermint in your eyes, like, not much going to go wrong from sniffing a bottle, seeing how it makes you feel.
Absolutely.
You've mentioned sweet marjoram a couple times. Is that different from marjoram? Do you happen to have the species of that in front of you so people can be assured they've got the right oil that you're referring to?
Yeah, wild marjoram is not the species I'm talking about. It's really, the sweet marjoram is Origanum majorana, and it's very safe for children. So I reach for a variety of things. It could be just muscle tightness. It could be, you know, growing pains in the middle of the night. It could be an upset stomach and trouble sleeping. So it's one of my favorites to reach for.
Great. Now, switching gears, in your book, you mentioned the complementary practice of EFT, or emotional freedom technique. For those unfamiliar with that, how does that work and how does that complement the practice of using essential oils for emotional health?
Emotional freedom technique is something I learned a few years ago. And the website, I think it's worth mentioning for anybody that wants to research it further. It's thetappingsolution.com. So I guess we could call it an energy practice. It's pretty much moving energy in the body. So it's tapping specific energy points on your body using only your fingertips. And those points are similar to the ones that you might get needled when you're receiving acupuncture. So there's some spots above the eyebrow, next to the eye, under the nose, for example. And really the goal of the practice is to disrupt a thought pattern or to solidify a more positive one, helping to turn around moments of negative thinking. So it's similar to any movement. If anybody looks to dance or yoga or anything with intentional movement, EFT is similar in the way that it moves stuck energy. So for example, I might tap and say something like, even though I'm nervous and scared, I deeply love and accept myself just as I am. Or another example would be, even though I'm scared, I can do this. I will do this. I am powerful. So in the moment of tapping and disrupting that energy and saying that out loud, I also reach for a bottle of essential oil that I know is going to complement what I'm going through at the moment, whether it's stress, whether I need to get through a moment where I might be nervous, get on stage or something like that. So emotional freedom technique can be used for a variety of reasons and ways. And it's really great to try with kids too, where kids sometimes struggle with, I'm going to get out of this negative thought pattern and I'm going to think positive. That's not always easy for children compared to adults. Sometimes it's hard for adults too.
Right.
Emotional freedom technique works really well for children.
That's great. Well, thank you for sharing that website as well. I know that there are a few practitioners out there that can guide you through that process, which I think is so amazing, but you can also learn to guide yourself through that process as well. Well, Leslie, you've already mentioned so many amazing oils for us. For this last question, do you want to just highlight any oils that you haven't covered yet that our listeners would need to know about?
I want to try and touch on maybe some ones that aren't the more common ones used for emotional reasons.
Great.
So one of them would be galbanum. It's an oil that's really, really helpful for our endocrine system. We know when we're under stress, our adrenals can take a hit, especially if our cortisol levels are running high and we're under continuous stress, as can our thyroid. So using galbanum is great for not just anxiety and calming us, but using it alongside other oils such as black spruce. Those two together are fantastic for anybody that's dealing with nervous system adrenal insufficiency or stress where you feel like you're kind of getting close to burnout.
And how would you recommend they use that? In a diffuser, rollerball?
Well, you can apply it topically, but I think inhalation is going to be the best route for those individuals. I would say keep an inhaler with you. Now, galbanum's really strong, so I would usually, in an inhaler, say if we're using 15 drops, you only need a drop or two of that, and then it's going to be enough that even when you fill the rest of that with 13 other drops of other various oils, it's still going to be very effective for you. Another one that I really like is called Divana. It's a really interesting oil, kind of like patchouli, that really works off our pheromones. So how it might smell on my skin might differ from how it smells on yours, which makes it really interesting.
Yeah.
It has a fruity, uplifting effect to it. So where you might look at clary sage for helping with, let's say, like premenopausal symptoms, and we know clary sage is very sedating. Divana assists in the same way, but it's very uplifting. So I like to recommend that essential oil for somebody who may have, you know, issues of PMS where they're feeling a little bit more down in the dumps than normal. Like Divana is very, very helpful in that regard.
Well, thank you so much. I've learned so much, and I can tell that your book is just going to be such a powerful resource for people to have around. Is it the kind of book that you can just sort of open up and look up what you're dealing with and get an answer pretty quick, or is it something you need to kind of read from start to finish?
We tried to make it where it didn't have to be a read from start to finish. So there's some emotion charts in the back where I hit on an emotion and then what physical and emotional symptoms can come up with that, and then a recommendation for a blend within the book to help deal with that. So I tried to make it as user-friendly as possible. And it's, the size is really convenient as well, where you can take it with you on the go.
That's great. Well, Leslie, before you go, we'd love to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is just give us a glimpse into one or two self-care practices you try to do every day to help yourself stay healthy.
Absolutely. I like to meditate, but I aim for 10 to 15 minutes a day. Sometimes being a single mom, that's a near impossible thing to do, to find that silence. So I always look to deep breathing exercises. I do it a few times a day. It really helps to center me. You know, if my nervous system's feeling, you know, a little hyperactive, just deep breathing exercises. That's definitely a number one for me. And then I have to go back to when we're talking about positive self-talk earlier, I don't live in that space all the time, but it's important to me. I have, you know, post-it notes all over my mirrors at home and things to remind myself of when I feel like I need it. So that's another thing that I think goes right back to my health.
Yeah. What's your favorite affirmation you've got hanging on your mirror?
One of my favorites is from Brené Brown, where she says, no proving, no hiding or defending, just really showing up authentically as yourself.
Ooh, that's powerful. That's a great reminder. Well, finally, Leslie, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
In the topic of essential oils, I want to say start taking a look at your personal care products and your cleaning products. You know, really reading the labels. There's so much toxic products out there that some may not even be aware they're using. We can replace a lot of that with essential oils in a healthful way and still have it be very effective.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Leslie. If people want to get your book or learn more about your work, what's the best place for them to contact you?
Yeah, so they can go to my website, lifeholistically.com, and they can reach me through there. The book can be purchased right on Amazon currently.
Great. We'll put a link to that in our show notes to make it really easy for everyone to find. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to take a break for the next 2 weeks. There will be no new episodes. I'm going to take some time to be with my family over the holiday season. I hope you all have a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. When we come back, we have a fabulous episode ready to go with Christine Castillo Chavez talking about essential oils in hospitals. We're going to learn about pre-surgery anxiety and how essential oils can be integrated into a hospital setting to improve patient satisfaction. And don't forget, if you live on the West Coast, I will be out in Los Angeles this January for a Live Your Passion rally event that's going to be so much fun. Check the show notes below for details for that event. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.